Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to receive this morning's tithe and offering. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't forget, today is, what is today? Oh, it's open house. Not the 27th. We know it's the 27th. It's the open house. Yes, teamwork makes the dream work thing. Yes, thank God. It's finger foods and everything in the back. And just take my advice, even if, just go back there and fellowship and eat, because there's a plethora of food, a lot of food, amen. If you would turn over to, let's see where we're going here. Oh, go over to Proverbs 28, we'll go there. Proverbs 28:20. You can pull it up in the, we'll pull it up in the King James and then in the Amplified, or in the Message, I mean. Proverbs 28:20, King James says, a faithful man shall abound with what?
Blessings.
Amen. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be what?
Innocent.
Amen. A faithful man. Faithful man. Pull it up in the Message, please. It says, committed and persistent. Amen. Committed and persistent work pays off. Persistent. Consistency. Consistency. What if a farmer was like, well, you know, I sowed seed last year, so my crop should come up this year. Would it work? Why not? Anybody else ever planted anything?
Yes.
Like with a seed?
Yes.
Like a garden?
Yes.
Or flowers?
Yes.
Well, I'm just wanting to kind of, I want y'all to see it. Right? So if you planted something and it grew up, let's say a garden,
yes.
And you picked, you know, the okra or whatever it was, and then it died, season went away, next season came along, and then you go out there and go, huh? Why ain't my okra here? I planted seed last year. Would you have to replant it?
Yes.
To get a harvest off of it?
Yes.
What about tithing?
Yes.
Consistency.
Yes.
Well, I'll tithe the day, but, you know, I really need this money right now. And look, if you don't understand tithing, just continually to come. Continue to come, because we try to teach the word. We don't try to teach what we think. Amen. I should have heard a real good amen out of that, because I don't get up here and try to tell you what I think. I try to teach the word of God. I don't try. We do teach the word of God. Amen. To the best of our abilities. Amen. And so it's not something that we're just trying to get you to do. Hey, do this. But it'll be profitable to you. And that's what we're trying to show you. Amen. We're trying to show you what the Word of God says concerning this stuff, concerning prosperity. Because for too long it was preached, you know, money's evil. Well, let's be real honest. If money is evil, then why do any of us have it?
That's right.
If money was so evil, why do we have a bank account?
Right.
If money was, well, you know, my money's not evil because I don't have that much. Well, what's the limit on when it's bad and when money's good? So where's the distinction there? So if we're going to say money's evil, then all money has to be evil. Okay, so y'all just don't want to talk this morning. Amen. So if money's evil, then all money has to be evil, right? If that's what, and the thing is, it was taught that for so long that people were like, you know what? Anybody got any money? No. They're just probably stealing. They're probably doing something wrong. They're probably just taking some money out of the offering. Amen. Amen. But, you know, how many of y'all was here whenever I first moved here? And I've said it 1,000 times. Made $12,000 with me, Chelsea, and the three girls the first year. The second year was about $15,000. So I'm not talking about something I think works. Because we had to do it. It was do it or starve. And so I had to get into the Word and find out what the Word of God says concerning what God talks about prosperity and finances. I needed to know what He knew about it. I needed to know what He says about it. Not what everybody else talks about. Amen. I need to know what God thinks about prosperity and lack, and if it's good or if it's not. Amen. And then over at Galatians 6, you can pull that up in the message. Nine. And let us not be weary. So let's not allow ourselves to get what?
Fatigue.
Doing good. At the right time, we will what? Harvest a good crop, right? Pull it up in the Amplified, please. Classic. I'll read the King James while he's getting that. King James says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. Amen. And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap. Well, you don't need money to be happy. Well, anybody with any kind of sense knows that. Anybody with any kind of sense knows you don't need money to be happy. If money makes you happy, you need to regroup. Amen. Because once we are saved, the joy of the Lord was shed abroad in our heart. That's what makes us happy. But I'm going to tell you right now, lack will fight your joy fast. Lack will cause depression if you allow it. Because you start looking at the bills or things and start getting overwhelmed going, we can't do this. Oh, no, we can't. But we do have a supply. We do have a supply. We do have a God that doesn't want his kids to live in lack. Amen. But it's up to us to find out what belongs to us and do it, right? Amen. All right, so we'll receive this morning's tithe and offering. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you. Thank you for an opportunity to tithe and sow seed. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.